What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into another episode of Philly Talks. Guys, I appreciate you guys every time you guys play that play button, you download an episode. I'm your host, Big Baby Steve, and all the love and thanks to all of my supporters. We just gained another 100 listeners. We're up to 1.4K. I'm so happy. It seems like this is growing, and I appreciate as much as it's growing. I'm enjoying the process, you know what I'm saying? I really just want to say thank you again, you know what I'm saying? You guys know how it goes. I'm just very thankful. Before we get into the episode where we're about to get into, I have another tip if you're working out, something you guys should really do, and I think it's very important, and it hit me after I just dropped off my girlfriend Kat at the job. I was supposed to go to the gym, right now, but I didn't, and the reason was because as I was driving to the gym, my body just felt sore. The other day I did deadlifts, and you know, you guys have seen I've been doing the squats and all that, but I did deadlifts, so you're working a different part of the body out, but my upper back and my neck area was just really stiff, and I just felt so like super sore, you know what I'm saying? So Tuesday I went, Wednesday was my rest day, and I was supposed to go back today, but my body was just telling me not to go. And I know some of you guys are gonna be like, well, Steve, that's an excuse. You can't be using an excuse. It's not an excuse. An excuse is saying, oh, I didn't wake up from sleeping to go to the gym. That's an excuse. Or I didn't want to go to the gym because I didn't feel like leaving the house. Or I just don't feel like going to the gym today, so I'm not gonna go. That's an excuse. Listening to your body is not an excuse. It's just listening to your body. Your body tells you when you can and can't do something. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it lets you know when it's time to do something. Like, for example, when you're hungry, your body lets you know you're hungry. You get that sensation of hunger, and it starts making these weird noises. Two, when you're hungry, when you have to use the bathroom, either you have to pee or poop, your body lets you know. It says, hey, it's time to go pee and poop. You know what I'm saying? The same thing when you're sleepy. Your body lets you know when it's time to go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? It says, hey, it's time to go to sleep. Let's go. So the same way you listen to your body on an everyday basis doing that, I expect you to listen to your body also when it's telling you, hey, we're too sore. We're not ready. We don't have the capability to do another workout. It doesn't matter if it's hard or light, we just don't have the, you know what I'm saying? Like this thing where people say, oh, even when you don't feel like going to the gym, go to the gym. That's only if you don't, like if you're trying to make an excuse of not going. But if your body's like, damn, it's not it today. Trust me, it's not it. Then trust your body. The body knows what it's talking about. You know what I'm saying? Don't be that person that continues to overwork themselves over and over again and for no reason, to be honest. It's just for no reason. Because then you defeat the purpose of what you're trying to do. And now you over exhaust yourself. And now the gym doesn't feel like a place of peace and where you want to go to sculpt your body and get the, you know, get the workout that you want. The gym now feels like another job. It feels like a chore. Like, damn, I got to go get this hour and a half, 2 hours in at the gym now. All right. And then that affects your workouts because now you're not putting 100% into your workouts. You're not putting 100% into the thoughts of what you're doing at the gym. Now you're just at the gym existing. You're not really working out. You're just existing. You just, you know, you end up doing 4 things in 2 hours because after every machine, you're on your phone, on Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, whatever it is, because you're just trying to get time to go by because you just like, oh, you know what? I'm supposed to be here for an hour and a half, so I'm just going to be here for an hour and a half. So I'll just do whatever I need to do here, and then I can go home so I can feel good about myself in some type of way. And that's just, it's incorrect. It's incorrect. You don't want to look at the gym as somewhere, as a chore. Excuse me. You want to go to the gym and see it as what it is and be like, damn, I want to go to the gym today. I feel good. I want to go to the gym. I want to sculpt the body. I want to get a good workout in. I want to feel energized. I want to get the blood flowing. That's what you want to do. So that was just my tip. I know I gave tips on a couple episodes ago, but that episode's already out. So when I get these new tip ideas, I go, damn, I should have put that into the episode. But since it's already posted, I can't go back and add this in. So now, and mostly in the intros, if I come up with something else, I'll let you know. And you can take it into your life and write it down. Go, you know, that's a good point. Boom. And if you don't think it's a good point, that's fine. That's your opinion. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just letting you know how I, my tips and how, like, I've been working out for the last couple of years. So, you know, that's just me. But guys, on this episode, we are talking about expectations and how expectations affect our everyday life. You know what I'm saying? Like, how expectations, when we have it, what the results become of it. You know what I'm saying? So I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. You guys stay safe. Let's get right into it. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. Right now, I'm waiting for my girlfriend. She's at a nail appointment. So I said, you know what? Since I'm in the car and I'm not really doing nothing, might as well, you know, drop an episode real quick. You know what I'm saying? Record one. And this one is a good one. I'm glad that I'm doing this one. I want to see where I'm going to go with it. Just a thought in my head that I had for a while. And the thought was, I'm pretty sure you saw the title of the episode so far, and it says expectations. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what I'm going to title it, but I know it's going to have something with expectations. But there's no reason you, like, how do I want to go with this? I'm trying to go with it correctly. So look, this is how I started. Let me just tell you how I came up with the idea of this episode. So I was wondering, like, why do people, after a couple of weeks at the gym, stop going to the gym? They just stop. Same thing with diets. Same thing with starting their side business or a business. Why is it that we quit so easily? You know what I'm saying? And because I know not everybody's a quitter. I've seen people quit who I know are not quitters. I know they're not quitters. But if for some reason they just stop, you know what I mean? And it just baffles me why they stop. And then I think I finally realized what I was trying to figure out. And I was going through TikTok, and Gary V came on, and this guy was he was on the stage and he was talking to all these students and stuff like that. And the student said, "Hey, if I go on stage in front of you and do a flip, can I get an internship at your company, at Gary Vee's company?" And Gary said, with a straight face, he said, "No." And the kid was like, "Oh," and he's like, "When you do things with an expectation, then it's not good." You know what I'm saying? It was around what I'm not 100% quoting him. But it was of that nature, and I thought about that, and it hit me, and I was like, that's why we can never get anything done, because we're always putting expectations on everything that we do. Like, think about it. When you start going to the gym, what's the first thing you do after your first day at the gym? You look at yourself in the mirror. Ain't nothing changed in the last hour and a half of you working out, that you should be going to the mirror at the gym and be like, "I don't see no results." Like, of course you don't see no results. You got to put the work in. Same thing with diets. Same thing with doing a bit. Like, and I've seen this a lot of times. I've seen guys go to the gym, and after 2 weeks, either guys or females, doesn't matter, after 2 weeks, they're like, "Oh, this isn't working. I'm holding on to too much weight." What? How? It's only been 2 weeks. "Yeah, but I only lost 3 pounds in 2 weeks." Okay, what's the problem with that? I only lost 3 pounds. I got a friend who I work with, and she lost 8 pounds in 2 weeks. I only lost 3. Our bodies must be way different. No. It's not that your bodies are different. We all have to go through our own process to get to where we want to get to. All of our process is not going to be the same. It's not. So for you to put expectations on us because of what someone else is doing, and going like, I want that process. So I'm going to put the expectation that once I start this, I should be at the same place as this other person. You've done killed yourself already. You know what I'm saying? You're playing Russian roulette with a gun, right? And you put six bullets into the gun, and you're about to play Russian roulette. You're going to die on the first shot because of the expectations you're putting on what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Just because you're losing weight differently or more slowly doesn't make it bad. Like, in what world are we like, oh yeah, like, oh, you lost weight, you lost 4 pounds in 2 weeks? Oh damn, that sucks. You're not doing anything right. Actually, it's the opposite. Oh yeah, cool, keep on with that. Hopefully in 2 more weeks you lose 4 more pounds. That's 8 pounds in 1 month. Rather than seeing the good in what you're doing, because you put an expectation, an unreal expectation in front of you and in your mind, you're like, oh, that's not good because someone else did this. Who cares what someone else did? Rather than trying to compare yourself to that person, rather than you trying to mimic what they're doing, you should be happy for them. You should be like, damn, I'm glad you're progressing the way you're progressing, and I hope you keep up with it until you finally get to where you want to be. If it's working out, I hope you get the muscle you want to get. You want to get bulky muscle, I hope you get it. If you want to get lean muscle, I hope you get it. If you just want to shape your body and lose the fat and get trim, I hope you get there. If it's just to get to a certain weight, I hope you make it. I don't have to mimic your process. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the biggest problem with a lot of people, is that we see other people do things and we expect the same thing they got. The same thing with running a business. How many small businesses do you know go out of business within the first year because the person, not because the person wasn't doing good, but because the person who had the business basically was like, oh, I'm not making any money. Well, duh, you're not making any money. It's your first year. If you put the expectation of like, oh, in the first 3 months of my small business, I'm supposed to make X amount of dollars. You done killed yourself and the business. You killed the business already. Because now you're not working towards what you love and putting the best product out for your business. No. What you did was you were able to kill it by putting an expectation that just wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? You weren't putting your best, you're just waiting for that 3 month mark to be like, okay, I should be making this amount of money. And if I do, then I'll continue. That shouldn't be what your expectation is. Your expectation should be like, okay, I'm going to work at my small business on my side hustle and not expect anything in return. That way, when I finally do start getting those returns and I start making those profits, now I see what I'm doing correctly. Now it's time to pay off. And then a year goes by, 2 years go by, you're really getting your advertising out there, you're making people know that you're about yourself. And so finally you get that one big break where someone goes, hey, I need X amount of products for you for X amount of dollars. And you're like, whoa, that's a nice profit right there. That's more money that I've made in 2 years. That's what you want to wait for. You know what I'm saying? That's what you want to work towards. You don't want to work towards an expectation because you're not going to get it. You're setting the bar so high that you're not going to get to that point. There's no reason. I've mentioned this in the other podcast. There's no reason to set your goals too high. You know what I'm saying? If you do something because what you're expecting something in return, you're just going to be disappointed. And it's not genuine. Like, it's, you don't, you're like, oh, I'm going to do this because I want to make money. Okay, cool. But don't expect to make a lot of money, though. You know what I'm saying? Money's money. No one said you're going to make a lot of money. Just because you saw somebody who's making X amount of dollars and you're like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, I got this high side hustle. This job pays me this much to do this and do that and that. Then they're like, oh, damn, can I get in that joint? You think you'll get me in there? And I know you guys are like, this sounds familiar. Yeah, you've been through this. Either you were one of these people at one point, and a guy goes, yeah, I got you. I'll hook you in. I'll tell my boss that, or I'll bring you into my, into either they're the boss or they have a boss, and they're like, I'll bring you in. I'll mention you. So they go to their boss and they go to their side hustle boss and like, hey, I got a guy who really works and whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, we think we can bring him in. Oh yeah, bring him in. If you say it's good, then he's good or she's good. So you bring them in, they interview, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, the first week, they're like, damn, I only made this amount of money. But you made this amount of money. And you're like, but I've been here for the last 6 months. Like, I've worked my way up. Or I've been here for a year on this side hustle, on this side job, or on this small business. That's why I make X amount of dollars. I put the work in. Damn, I didn't think it was going to be like that. Shit, I don't know if I want to do this now. Whoa, what do you mean you don't think you want to do this? I literally just put in word for you with my boss. Or I literally just brought you into my business to help me with the business so you could get paid and I could get paid. And now you're like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore because I'm not making the X amount of dollars you're making. What type of bullshit is this? No one said you were going to make that money. I said you can work your way to making that type of money like I am. You can work your way into it, but you're not. We're just not going to give somebody who hasn't put the work in a whole bunch of money. Like, no, you've got to work your way up. You know what I'm saying? There's a grind to this. That's why I always say don't mix business and pleasure, meaning don't mix your friendships, your relationships with business. Because if you're at a job and you're grinding and you're making good money, you're finally making good money, there's no reason to tell somebody else, because the moment they find out, oh, you making that much? Oh, damn, I'm trying to get in. No, they ain't hiring. You might as well. They ain't hiring. You know what I'm saying? Because what happens is they see how much you're making, because you're like, oh yeah, I make this amount, da da, and they start calculating. And I've told you this in the podcast that I had with Chino the Barber. I hate when people count your pockets. And now they've been working at the place for let's say they've been working there a month. And all of a sudden they're like, damn, I only made this, but you made this. Right away, that's a red flag. Why are you counting my pockets? How you know how much I've been? I know I've brought it up in conversations in the past. But you are really calculating right now how much I have. That's not cool. You shouldn't be counting my pockets. You know what I'm saying? What you should be worried about more is getting your pockets more full. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be worrying about what I'm making. You should be working about, like, what can you do to make more? When you put that expectation on something, you're killing yourself. You're killing your motivation when the moment you don't get to that expectation. You know what I'm saying? The same thing, I was telling my girlfriend the other day when we were talking about this, and I said relationships. Before you even get into a relationship, the one way to kill a relationship is with expectations. And she was talking about how she liked the way that we, on our first date, our second date, I think it was our second date, but our first real date, the way she got dressed comfortably. You know what I mean? She wasn't trying to look like all fancy or anything like that. And I like that about her. You know what I'm saying? Because I enjoy that. I enjoy when people are comfortable around me, because you get the real them. The only time you don't get the real them is when they're putting on a fake persona and they're doing things that they wouldn't do before. So I was explaining, imagine the people who put expectations on their first date with somebody they're going out with. Let's say you're a female, right? And as a female, you have the expectation of A, your date's going to be on time to pick you up. B, he's going to come to the door, knock on the door, and bring you flowers. And C, he's going to open the door for you at the restaurant when you go in. Right? You put three expectations on that date before he even got started. So now I say the guy gets there 5 minutes late. Damn, he didn't get here on time. He didn't bring you flowers.
damn, what's wrong with him? But he did open the door for you at the restaurant. Well, because of your expectations, the date's already ruined for you because he failed on the other two. He didn't get there on time and he didn't bring you flowers. But he did open the door for you at the restaurant. So rather than being like, oh, I'm glad he opened the door for me, you're like, damn, all he did was open the door for me. Damn, like, he didn't give me no flowers. He was late. This date's ruined. And that's what a lot of times happens. A lot of times that happens. And the date's already ruined because now you're out of the mood. He's in the mood, but you're out of the mood. You're like, oh, I don't want to be here now. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with guys. See, guys do it differently. Guys have expectations for at the end of the date. That's what the guys do. They don't have the expectations at the beginning of the date. You know, they're like, oh, whatever happens at the beginning, cool. But my expectation is I'm going to get some at the end of this date. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get some. She's going to put out for me at the end of this night. And that's where they screw up. They screw up because it's like, damn, that's not how it went. They go out. They're complete gentlemen. They're having great conversations with you ladies. Tell me if I'm lying or not. They're having great conversations with you. They pay for your meal. You guys are laughing, goofing off. You're in the car. You guys get to the house. And then he goes to make the move for a kiss or something. You're like, I don't do that on my first date. Now you're like, well, now he's like, what? I just don't feel comfortable kissing on the first day. I want to get to know you a little more better and whatever. And he's just looking at you like, you're weird. As if you're talking some type of foreign language to him. Because he cannot get past his expectation of how the date was supposed to end. And then that's when it gets a little rough, because now either A, they get a little more aggressive and be like, no, we gotta, you know what I'm saying, like, what's up, like, give me a kiss, and or they go, okay, yeah, cool, no problem, you know what I'm saying, no problem, I understand that. And then he walks you to the crib, have a good day, and then he never calls you again. He doesn't text, call, or pick up your calls or respond to your texts. Why? Because you didn't put out on the first date. Why? Because not because you told them that you were going to put out for on the first date. Not because you told them you were going to give them a kiss on your first date. No. He stopped calling you because he had an expectation in his head that he shouldn't have had. Because rather than being like, damn, I really was vibing with this female on our date. We had great conversations. We were laughing. We had a great meal. Everything went right, except that expectation that they had at the end. And because of that, they go, they tell their buddies, oh, that date was lame. She was lame. She didn't do this. She didn't do that. Like, really? Really? That's why a lot of relationships don't go the way it's supposed to go, or relationships don't start, because on both sides of the side, there's expectations. Same thing with females. Females believe that one of the expectations that guys should do, he should be paying. You know, you're on a date, so you gotta pay the whole bill. But no. If I'm a man and I want to pay for the bill, cool. But if I don't want to pay for the whole bill, then we're splitting it. If you came out with the expectation that I was going to pay for the whole bill, but I didn't tell you I was going to pay for the bill, that's on you. If you came out with no money, that's on you, because you didn't tell me. If you say, hey, look, I don't mind going out with you, but I just don't have any cash. I don't have any money. Can we reschedule for next week when I get paid? Now if he says, yeah, cool, no problem, we can reschedule. Now we're both on the same page. Or if he says, it's cool, it's on me, I got you. Now we both know there's no expectations. We know what we said. We know that you're like, what's going to happen. So it's not an expectation. It's like, oh, you said you were going to do it, so you did it. I'm expecting you to do it. But don't go out there with an expectation that wasn't discussed. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to go out with somebody on a date or something, just make sure that you don't put no unreal expectation on the date, unless it was already talked about. Because that's how you screw up a relationship that you were supposed to be in that would have made you happy, but now you're not happy. That's why, and personally, females and ladies and gentlemen, personally, that's how you guys lose these relationships to some of your own friends, because they realize what you did and they're like, oh, you screwed up, so I'm gonna pick up the ball where you left off. You know what I'm saying? Because then you go, because the guys go back to their homies and they're like, damn, we did this and we did that, she like this, she like that, but she ain't put out the end, so I ain't talking to her no more. Fuck that bitch. If y'all want it, y'all can have it. Well, guess what? The guy that you just said that to in the corner just took all the notes you just gave him. Oh, you mean all I have to do is do everything you just did, except not expect no pussy at the end or a kiss at the end? I got that. She don't put out on the first date? Cool. That's fine. She sounds like a great person. She sounds like she has a great personality. You know what I'm saying? She's cool people. You know what? I'm just gonna pick up where you left off at. And then you look at it and you go, damn, how did, like, he got that? Like, wow, how he get that? Easy, because he didn't have expectations. He just went out and just had a date. You gave him all the notes, and the one thing he picked up was, do not expect anything at the end. Let's just go out and have a good time. And because of that, now he hitting the female that you were hoping to hit. He's in a relationship with the female that you're hoping to be in with. Same thing with the ladies. There's a lot. This goes for especially the ladies. Both sides do it, but the ladies, for a fact, go out with their, like, they hear about a guy and their friends telling them about the guy, and they're like, oh, he did this, he did that. And they're like, wow, he did all that. I wish I had somebody to do that. But because he didn't pay for the bill, or because he didn't want to have sex with you the first night or something, or he didn't make the first move on you, or because you think he's boring because your expectation was you wanted a bad boy, but what you got was a good guy or something. Now you stop talking to him, but the girl that you were just talking to was like, wait, I want that. He's cute. He's nice. He's not an asshole. He didn't try to force himself on you. He didn't expect you to give him anything at the end of the night. Like, I want that. I'll take that. And then females will go and they'll start talking to this guy, and then they'll end up in a relationship, or they'll end up, you know, fooling around for a couple of months. And it's the greatest couple of months for that girl's life, because she's like, oh, this is great. And she gets to decide, do I want this as a relationship, or do I want this as just casual friends with benefits type situation? And they benefit from that. Except you. You're the only person that didn't benefit, because you had expectations that weren't discussed. So now you missed out. So now your girlfriend, who you were just talking to about this guy, literally just got some bomb-ass dick that you should have gotten. I'm not trying to be, you know, explicit on this, but it's true. It's true. She just got some good nookie-nookie from the dude you were supposed to get some nookie-nookie from, but because you couldn't get your head out your ass, she got it, and now she's loving it. And now she doesn't want to, she's like, you let him go, so here I am picking up where you left off at. Both sides, both genders do it, you know what I'm saying? But the females be the most, because the females be the little more sneakier ones, because they know how to do it. They know how to be like, hey, like, I know you went out with my friend, but, like, I know you guys ain't really talking no more, so, like, if you want to talk, and they'll keep it on the down low. Same thing with guys, but guys tend to speak about it more later on as time goes on. Females will keep a secret. Like, if they don't want to be in a relationship with a guy, they just want to feel that just being with somebody else, but they know that their friend will be mad that you're going out with the guy that she wanted to go with. They'll keep that a secret for, if that thing goes on, that friend with benefits or that fooling around goes on for 8 months, she'll keep that low key for the last 8 months low. No one will ever know about it. Not you, not your other friends, not his other friends. low key. She'll be low. She'll just ride that wave out until she's like, all right, I'm done. And she'll hop off the wave. So now every time you bring him up, she low key laughing in the corner like, oh man, if only you would have not had those expectations, if you would have just stuck it out for a little bit, girl, you don't know what you missed out on. You know what I'm saying? The only person that lose when you have these unreal, undiscussed expectations is you. You lose every single time. You know what I'm saying? That's why we, like, same thing with, and that's in anything. That's anything in life. If you're doing something with the expectation of something in return, you're killing yourself. You're just killing yourself. It's literally like, damn, you really just screwed up. You know what I'm saying? Because now, rather than seeing all the good that just happened because of what you just did, you only see the negative of, oh, I didn't get what I expected. But no one told you to expect that. You should be doing things because you love doing things, or you should be, if you're going out with somebody, you should be trying to get to know them, Don't put these unreal expectations on things and then end up quitting. You know what I'm saying? One man's treasure is another man's treasure. You know, like, that's true. If you're going out to work out, know that it's going to be a process. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to see any results until maybe 2 months. At the minimum, 2 months. 2 months, you should see some type of progress. Either weight loss, you've gained some muscle, you feel more energetic, you've got more cardio, you can go up the steps without breathing hard. That's what you need. But the moment you put expectations on, you've destroyed everything. You literally just destroyed everything. So I hope this guy, I hope this helps you guys out a little bit. I hope you guys now, the next time you guys decide to go do something, you don't put that expectation on anything. You know what I'm saying? You just do what you do because either A, you love it, or B, because you're trying to try it out. You can't fail if you're trying something out. If I try something out and these are the results I got, those are just the results that I got. I didn't fail. I didn't succeed. I just got these results. If you put expectations on, all of a sudden now there's a fail and succeed in your window. And if you don't get to the point where you thought you were going to expect to get to, now automatically you think to yourself, I failed. And that's what you tell other people when they ask you about it. Oh, I failed. But you didn't fail. This is the result that you got. You shouldn't be going in with expectations. That's just me. That's just how I think. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad I was able to get this this episode out, because it was really gnawing at me. So, I'm definitely glad. Guys, thanks for listening. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Stay safe. This has been another episode. I don't know why I'm over here. Like, my brain just goes faster than my mouth. It just is. I can't get all the words out right away because it seems like my brain is just shooting out words and my mouth is trying to keep up. But guys, you guys stay safe. Thank you for tuning into another episode of Philly Talks. I'm your host, Big Baby Steve. I'm out.